From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup, and this is Exam. Last week, I spoke with Columbia Public Schools' Misha Fugit, a sixth-grade English teacher at Jefferson Middle School, who recently received national recognition for her work within children's literacy. Can you just tell me a little bit about the award you recently received?
Yes, I received the Bonnie Campbell Hill National Literacy Leader Award. Has a very long title, from the Children's Literature Assembly, which is a branch of the National Council for the Teachers of English.
Wonderful. And can you just tell me a little bit about what your application process was like and how you went about gaining that award?
Sure. So I actually started this idea when I heard about the award from my professor at MU, Dr. Angie Zapata, and she has been really active in the Children's Literature Assembly. And so she was telling me that there are these different awards and she thought I might be a good candidate for it. And so she had me read the application and think about what I would do with that kind of money and how I could grow. And so I read the award was for, that it's about your own personal professional development. And the application asks you to answer some questions about who you are as a teacher and a leader in the field of education. And then you have to, it asks you to write a letter explaining why you think you should get this award. You're asked to answer some basic questions about yourself and about your vision for literacy and children's literature in particular, and how you might use the money.
So can you just tell me a little bit about how you feel now that you've received the award and what the reaction has been like from your colleagues and your students?
Well, I'm deeply honored to be selected. I didn't know Bonnie. She died in 2011 from liver cancer. But once I got the award, several of my professors, like Dr. Carol Gillis at the university, and several other people had told me that they knew her and that she had this lively spirit and was so kind and caring and generous with people. And so they were like, you're the perfect person. You know, she would love that you got this award. And so that was really an honor that people that knew her felt like I would be somebody she would have picked. And then my colleagues have been helpful and congratulatory and, you know, enthusiastic about me winning. And then my students, I haven't said much to my kids. It feels kind of weird, right, to be like, hey, kids, I got this big award. But I did get an email from one of my students, and he just copied and pasted what was there from the CPS website and sent it to me and said, congratulations, I knew you were a great teacher. And so that meant a lot.
And can you tell me what your plans are for the grant money?
I really believe in teaching writing through books. And so I got some money that's specifically earmarked for professional books for me to buy. And then the bulk of the money that is designed for me to go learn something, I'm going to go to the Booth Bay Literacy Institute. It's a four-day institute where the best minds in the current people who read and write and think about teaching reading and writing get together, and they teach this small one-on-one, small group kind of instruction from the experts in the field. So I'm going to go up there this summer and learn there for those 4 days.
That was Misha Fugit, the most recent recipient of the Bonnie Campbell Hill National Literacy Award. With Exam, I'm Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.